Well, you may be in luck if you're looking for a COVID-19 vaccine. One thing, the weather got a whole lot better, which is a good thing, and the vaccine able to be distributed a little bit more widely over this past week after the crazy cold and snow and all that stuff that covered, at least a third of the country, if not more. Some people are able to get their second vaccine, some their first, and joining us to talk more about it, we're doing this weekly now. Michelle Gabriel is the public health administrator of the Knox County Health Department, and usually we have Randy Hovind with us as well, the Knox County Emergency Management Coordinator. He opted out this morning. We don't know why. He's claiming he's got something going on. I don't know.
I don't know either.
He just might be slacking today.
I don't know. You don't know with him, right?
I know.
And you know, it's awfully nice outside, too. I'm just saying.
See?
It's
yeah.
Suspicious.
Exactly. Well, Michelle, good morning. Thanks
for
coming.
Good morning.
All right. So, good news this week. Better news than over the last couple of weeks with all that crazy weather and thus that had a hand in at least the vaccine not getting distributed as much.
Oh, much better news. Much better news today than last week. We did receive our second doses that got held up in the weather, as well as our regular doses that we should have received for the week. So that's just absolutely tremendous news. So I know Cottage began rescheduling patients yesterday for ones they had to cancel. I know our staff were doing it yesterday and today. So you should not have to call to reschedule yourself. Whoever canceled you should be calling you and getting you in just as soon as they can.
Yeah, I know I had gotten a note from Eileen at Cottage yesterday that they had theirs in it, that they were going to be contacting people. I know my mom said she got her call and she's going in later today for her second. Well, let me ask you, I may have asked this before and I don't remember the answer. The second dose, is it the exact same medicine and the same amount as the first one, or is there something slightly different about it?
It's the same.
Okay.
It's the same dose. It gives that extra boost to your system and builds your immunity. It doesn't always feel the same from what I hear, and I know my second dose was a little bit hard on me, but it just depends on the person.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. And for everybody, even with the first, because some people – nothing. Maybe a little soreness in their arm, like from just about any other shot. Some people are getting sick. Some people are fine. It depends on your own system, I guess.
Yep, it certainly does. I was talking to a gentleman at one of our clinics, and it was an older gentleman. He said his generation was tough. They could deal with it.
Absolutely. There you go. Michelle Gabriel, public health administrator of the Knox County Health Department, with us here this morning. So, yeah, good news. And what was the amount that you were able to get for at least for the county this time around, for the number of doses?
So that week, the week we were waiting on was the week that we received 1,200 doses, and we really kicked off our 65 and older. So that was the real, that's why it really hurt us. And then the week after that, we were allocated 500. And then this week we were able to, or no, last week we got 400. This week we were given 500. They're projecting 700 next week. So I'm hoping we're seeing a trend in upward movement. And soon we'll be seeing a lot more vaccine coming into the county.
Well, as we said, the good news for Knox County in particular, we've kind of been ahead of the curve anyway with the rest of the state and even Illinois compared to a lot of other states. But Knox County in particular, we have done really well as far as the number of people that have been able to receive the vaccine.
We have it. You know, it's really accessible. I know it there's still so little vaccine available. I know it doesn't feel like it to a lot of people, but we are doing really well, especially with people receiving, you know, second doses. I think we're at 3,683 fully vaccinated, which is, I think, just over 7.35% of the county. So that seems small, but it hasn't been that long. And you know, we have four pharmacies that are giving it. That's amazing and incredible. Both hospitals are participating in the health department. So we're giving it our all. So
any expectations when it's all said and done with the number? Obviously, you would like 100% of people to be vaccinated. You know that won't happen. Any expectations on the percentage of people that you think might end up vaccinated here in Knox County?
With the specific groups that we're doing, we're seeing about a 60% uptake. So about 60 or 65 would be great. You know, obviously the ideal they always want with any vaccine is 80%, but you're not always going to get the ideal. It's just not going to happen. So I'm impressed with 65%, 60%. I think it's tremendous, especially for a new vaccine. And I applaud people for, you know, getting out in there and getting it.
One of the questions I hear, because, and I guess maybe we don't know enough about the virus yet, is that, well, it sounds like if I've had it, I've got the antibodies and I'm not going to get it again. Do I need the vaccine? I'm guessing the answer is still yes.
Yes, the answer is still yes. They don't know how long your body holds the immunities after you receive the virus again, because they don't know that much about the vaccine or about the coronavirus. So they do still recommend that you get the vaccine.
Yeah, and I guess maybe if you get tested for antibodies, you still have them. Well, you're good for now, but next week, are you still going to have them, or in a month or whatever?
Right.
And if you're in that age group, you probably, even if you've had it, you probably still should.
Yeah. They're saying you can wait the 90 days after you've had it, because they know you hold your immunity for at least 90 days. So if there's a not as much vaccine available, you could wait those 90 days to make it available to somebody else and then go and get your vaccine. I know we've had employees who are doing that. So it's just, it's one of those things that there's just a lot of unknowns still, and we just have to all take the best steps we can.
Michelle Gabriel is a public health administrator for the Knox County Health Department, joining us here this morning. So there is some more vaccine available. You should be getting a call if you had been registered, especially for your second dose. Do you know yet what's in the near future, what you'll get, or is it week by week to even know how many doses you're going to be able to procure to bring back to Knox County?
It's really week by week, and the state of Illinois receives it week by week as well. So that's just the way it's set up right now, and for the foreseeable future, I don't have any idea when they'll stop funneling it through the health departments. We do not. The pharmacies receive it directly. So Hy-Vee receives it from the state of Illinois. Walgreens has a setup with a federal program, so they receive theirs direct from the federal government. And their supplies seem to be good as well. So that's pleasing.
Yeah, absolutely. So I know you had a kind of a pop-up testing that you did. What? Was that just Wednesday, right? At Northwoods Church.
Yeah, out in front of Northwoods Church.
Yeah.
They're kind enough to let us use their parking lot for the state testing site. And we're going to continue to have those in March. We have several dates scheduled in March. And, of course, with the weather warming up, you'll see our staff outside again testing probably 2 or 3 days a week. So testing is still available. They're still encouraging people to get tested, especially if you think you've been in contact with somebody who's positive.
Yeah, and I suppose even more so now with the numbers going down, the more people test probably helps push those numbers down even more. Is that?
It certainly does,
yeah.
Because it gives us a better picture of what's in the community. If you still have a lot of people testing and your number's still down, then you know you got a pretty good picture of what's in the community. And our percentage positivity has been really lower than 2%, and some days and some weeks less than 1%. So a lot of testing has been going on, and we're not finding a lot in the community. And the Peoria region overall has been right at about 4% or lower. So that's good news for everybody. We're certainly at the bottom of the curve.
Michelle Gabriel, Public Health Administrator, Knox County Health Department, joining us here this morning. The testing, is it the same each time they do it? And is it nasal swab, or is it mouth, or what are we doing?
We're still doing the nasal swab.
Okay.
So it's still the normal nasal swab. It's not the really deep nasal swab.
Not the one that goes into your brain.
Yeah. We aren't doing that one anymore. That's still the gold standard, but it's a little rough on people. So we seem to get a little better response with the nasal.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So do you know when the next one of those is going to be coming up, the testing?
I do not. I know there's at least three scheduled in March.
Okay. All right. So we'll have more of those coming up. And, good news this week. Again, that is a good thing. All right. Let's talk. What else do you have this morning, Michelle?
What else do I have? I have other good news. So
that's good. We like good news.
I'm pretty happy with how we're providing vaccine in Knox County as well, because, So everybody heard the governor's announcement. You know, they expanded 1B, moved to include other eligible individuals with chronic conditions or other things. So in the county, the health department will be taking other individuals in 1B once they open up first dose clinics again. We do not have first dose clinics this upcoming week because we're making up all the second dose clinics. So you'll see it available a lot more through the health department. It'll be more like what it is at the pharmacies. And basically, you'll just need to attest that you belong to 1B. So, please don't make an appointment if you actually don't belong in that category. We ask for the community's, you know, patience and cooperation. And then our hospitals are still focusing on their patients. They're focusing on, they still have lists of people 65 and older, and now people maybe with some chronic conditions. So I think we have a nice mix going on in the community of how we're getting vaccine out. And I think that's going to be a great plan for getting us done.
I guess, and the people who have them know, but just for everybody, definition of having a chronic condition.
Well, they have a list. So it includes obesity, diabetes, pulmonary diseases, smoking, heart conditions, chronic kidney disease, cancer, solid organ transplant, sickle cell disease, pregnancy, and persons with a disability. So it's a pretty exhaustive list there.
Yeah, and I'm guessing a lot of questions you've gotten are, you know, one, you mentioned pregnancy, or if you've got some, like a cancer or whatever, well, is it safe for me to get it? And so apparently, yes.
Yes. Yes, it is. And, you know, if you have questions about whether you should get it, you should, of course, talk to your family doctor or whoever's treating you for that chronic condition, because that's really going to be your best resource for how, whether they feel or not that it's meant for you.
Michelle Gabriel, Public Health Administrator, Knox County Health Department. It is much more fun when you've got good news.
It is. It's much more fun when the weather cooperates.
Well, that too.
Sunshine makes a difference for me.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Absolutely. We've had a lot of that, warmer temperatures. We got vaccine in the community. That is a good.
It's all Friday.
Good. Yeah, it's Friday. Yes, absolutely. All right. Anything else going on, Michelle, we need to know about?
Not right now, no. It's
all
just...
Right.
You know, normal day-to-day work at the health department. LIHEAP's still open. WIC is still open. We're still doing our thing out there. And now we're doing vaccines. So.
All right. Very good. Well, Michelle, always appreciate your time. And we'll check in again next Friday and hopefully even better news, right?
I don't know if I can top this
one. Okay. Well, it's good
we'll
anyway.
Try.
All right. Michelle, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right.